Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing today? How's it going? This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, I forgot to start the clock.
Yes, please.
You must start the clock.
Make sure you start the clock. That's very, very important.
TikTok.
Very important.
And then move your camera down a scooch, if you don't mind. Wow. Get a little more body.
A scooch more than a scosh.
There we go. There we go. A little higher. We got a lot of full frontal there. Right there.
Oh, I love
Perfect.
That.
Thank you.
And the ratings
Perfect.
Skyrocketed.
Hello.
I'm excited. Something's coming.
Get ready.
You get ready. I've been ready.
On our way.
I'm not doing that. Anyway.
Was it Oklahoma?
Yes, you old queen.
Oh, you're the one who played it.
It was Oklahoma. But I mean, of course you knew it.
Sanded
of
like dances
yeah.
with
You
wolves.
Act like you didn't know exactly what it was. You know
There's
that stuff better.
There's a bright
golden sun on the meadow.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
Oh, it's right, haze on the meadow.
Why is it
the
so popular?
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
And it looks like it's climbing clear. Up to the sky.
Oh. See, when I was growing up, they never had a musical called La Paz or anything, so nobody was singing that.
Well,
why is Oklahoma so popular?
Because it was on Broadway, and it was Rodgers and Hammerstein, and it was.
I like Rodgers. Hated Hammerstein.
I was sitting with my little boy who's got another cough. God.
Oh
today.
God, really?
Came back from the Petri dish yesterday and had it again. It's like he's got. 3 days a week where he goes to school and he loves it. And he's got two of the days of the five that he goes to school. And some other kids come in and he calls them the mean kids. So he's not happy on Tuesdays or Thursdays about going to school. So
when Butch and the Worm are at school,
you know what I mean. Those kids,
yep.
Francis.
I picture the little boy in Toy Story. That,
next door neighbor.
The next their the neighbor bully. That breaks the toys. That he's got three kids like that in that school. So he's got a cold and he's sitting there. I said, you know what? It's going to be a beautiful morning. And I bring him over to my computer and I put on my father's old friend, Gordon McRae. And Gordon, did you know that Gordon McRae and my dad were pals?
I had no idea. You
know? Yes, they were friends. They were both pages at NBC.
Oh, they came up together
before the war.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
they
awesome.
Worked there. And so the
Gordon McRae was an actor, Oscar.
My father never had that that chip where he would be in the gutter Sid. With people.
Sid.
Sid is the kid. My dad would say.
You.
Gordon McRae, he would allude to it. He would never be. My father wasn't the kind of guy that would go, man, he got a lot of tail. But my dad alluded to the fact that Gordon McRae, because he was auditioning for Broadway shows at the time and because he could sing and he was a crooner, that he did rather well with the ladies.
Yeah.
Well, the old ground and pound.
Yeah, when he was a page, he was doing a different kind of tour.
That would not have come out of William Joseph O'Mara's mouth. The old ground and pound.
Yeah.
That is not something.
In the octagon.
Said,
you know,
I could see him as a page at 30 Rock City.
Another name.
Ladies, would you like a tour in my pants?
Rob, what was the band? Was it Fred Waring?
The Pennsylvanians, yeah.
My father also said that at Christmas time, after the Christmas concert, and I think it was a radio broadcast.
Sure.
Yeah, it was NBC, National Broadcasting, that Fred Waring gave like the men and women that were doing the page work, gave them all like cash, like big $100 bills, which was like an amazing
that
amount
like
of money.
That was like $10,000.
He has memories like that that he remembers.
Did you know Fred Waring was instrumental in the invention of the blender, and the Waring blender is named after Fred Waring?
That's right. Fred Waring used to make margaritas for everybody.
He got all the pages drunk, tipped them, and then made love.
Just for those listening right now, just in case you're wondering, it is 2017. And the month
Thank
is
you very
February
much. We're
and
having
is the
a little
second.
Flashback. But here's the thing.
People still use blenders.
And I have a three-year-old, and I put on, oh, what a beautiful morning, and he was enthralled. He loved it. He absolutely sat there. He put his little three-year-old head on my chest, and he was coughing and not feeling too well, and he enjoyed it. He enjoyed every second. I love that
kid.
Were
you singing to him?
I love that kid. Huh? Yeah, I'll sing to him occasionally.
That's cool.
I said, there's
enjoy
a nice
that.
Little
my
boy
kids...
named Michael William. There's a nice little boy named Michael. He's the greatest nice. Boy in the world. I'll do that.
That'll you know, end. I mean, that'll end. My kids won't let me sing anymore.
They won't let you sing.
No, and if I put on, if I put on a musical, they file for, to be out of the family.
Well, anyway, enough of me. You know, really, I could talk about me. I could talk about my kid. I could do about that.
Right.
But I can't because it's really not about me. It's not about me at all. We want to get right to it today because we've got a great Oscar pep talk story coming up
it's
on the Mike O'Mara
about
Show.
You.
Wearing
you.
Blender.
Right. Gordon McRae. It's
all about the wearing blender.
Shirley Jones.
Yes, Shirley Jones was his love interest in that
play. She'd give it up to anybody.
Let's see. Let's. Oh, you asked for the other guy. Hold on just a second.
What's the matter?
Hold on. You happy asked for something before the show.
I did.
Sure, I've got it. Hold on just a second.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to everybody.
You know, I actually need a new blender, Oscar.
You do?
Yeah, the other one isn't seated right.
When's your birthday?
March the 8th.
All right, hold tight.
I will.
All right.
Get you a ninja.
Let's dive in, shall we?
What happened to Rob's fingers? They're gone!
Happy belated birthday to Sam Bieber.
Uh-oh.
No relation to Justin, as far as we know. Congratulations, Mr. Bieber. And speaking of singers, happy 33rd birthday to Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
No, not that one. Well, he wouldn't be 33. He'd be 59, right?
Well,
or 58 or something like
that?
Be
in a hole is where he'd be.
Okay, but no, I'm talking about if he had lived.
That's true. That's true. I think he'd be in his 60s.
60s, right?
Yeah. Too soon. Andrew
is it?
Yes. Andrew the Machine Calabro.
Calabro.
Andrew the Machine Andrew the Machine Calabro. he enters his a-hole teens today. He's a big Atlanta Falcons fan. Hey, goody for him. The Super Bowl's this Sunday.
Woo! Great. Oh, the big game, Mike.
Yeah. So, Super Bowl. Sue me.
I'll remember that
great
bit.
Great press, NFL.
When you can't
NFL
say the name.
NFL sues lowly. Sues low. If that's edited out, I'll kill you. That NFL sues podcast.
Yeah. Mm. Lowly podcast.
Game.
All we do is support them.
They sued us and they got my blender.
When did that ever become necessary? The big game. And you know, when money and sports became ridiculous.
The best way was when the Junkies had a big game party.
Yes.
We had to call it the Uber Base Soul Bay Party. Pig Latin at WHFS.
And by the way, we're talking about something that is every radio station and television in the country. You're not allowed to use the term.
Well, what we came up with, Brad and I did many years ago, you call it the Superb Owl. It's
and Colbert stole it.
Move one letter, and that's all you got. That's it. Thank you. That was a deserved laugh track.
Thank you. he's a Falcons fan. He's excited about this weekend, but he'd be even more excited to get a birthday greeting from the TMOS 3000, the robot that we have here.
Oh, nice.
Let's see if we can
spin for that? Yeah,
we have to make sure that...
Justin saw a new Pentium chip.
Robot. Oh,
hey.
Here we go.
Is the big game Super Bowl? Hi, Andrew. This is the TMS 3000 wishing you and your family a special weekend.
A machine's giving the machine a happy birthday greeting.
That's true.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andrew. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, robot, could you run the metrics? What's the spread on the game, according to your calculations?
-3 is the last I saw.
Patriots by 5-0.
Ooh. Whoa. All that cloud computing.
I would recommend heartily a proposition bet.
Oh,
nice.
Such as?
Will Tom Brady be assaulted with a blow-up love doll? Happy day. Will Joel Buck have beard stubble? Will Troy Aikman lose his train of thought? Those are some of the proposition bets for Super Bowl. What is the number?
51, L.I.
5-1.
51, was that Max Pasty Whitehand?
It was. He gets excited about Roman numerals.
That's right. When I saw that hand, I was at a presidential press conference.
Bye, robot.
Bye.
That was a small hand joke.
It's always nice when the 3,000 comes by.
Yeah, Mac
always
is nice.
A funny robot.
One seriously funny robot. hooray for longtime P1 Chris Wozni, who celebrates his birthday next Wednesday. Andrea Carter just turned 45 and has been listening since the Don and Mike days. She has always been in the know. Eric Ward had a birthday on January 28th. Happy birthday. Carrie Farrell. I hope that Carrie Farrell has a chance to maybe this summer go down to the beach with her family. And if she's taking the drive down to the Bay Bridge, perhaps she stops off to the right and enjoys some of the cuisine at the Whitehall Inn. And after a lovely meal, perhaps wrapping it up, having a little dessert with some of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Carrie turns 28 this Saturday, a longtime fan. She has recently converted her boyfriend to TMOS fandom by hijacking the aux audio cord among car trips.
Good hag.
Yeah,
good
smart.
Well played, Carrie. Way to go. Nicely done. We appreciate that. Happy 26th birthday to Sean Sr. from his cool girlfriend, Dana. All right.
Yeah,
I like that.
Dana.
Was that your thing?
No,
your
Dana cool? Said she was cool. And who am I to argue?
Cool.
Happy
double douchebag birthday greetings to John Derry, 60 years young. That's right. You add
good
two
man.
Of those up, you get double D's. Anyway, Steve Zank of Green Bay, Wisconsin, just turned a nifty 50. Happy birthday, Steve. And go, Pack, go. Well, it's a little late for that. Sorry about that. They lost the game.
Statistical elimination. Right.
Happy birthday to Beth Gradle or Gradell.
I think it's Gradle. They didn't give me a pronouncer.
Well, I understand that on the playground around her classmates, they used to gather around her and go, Beth Gradle, Gradle, Gradle.
They made her out of play.
She spent her birthday at Graceland. Oh, there's a good location. With a weekend full of Elvis, biscuits, and aggressive sex.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
TMI.
I totally agree with that. That is a little more than I needed to hear. That's just, I don't put the whole going to Graceland and eating biscuits and then having sex. That just doesn't do
maybe
it for
maybe biscuit
me.
Is code.
That's a quote from her boyfriend, Big Joe McCann, Rob.
Yes.
I'm just putting that in there. That's Big Joe McCann.
Hey, you know what Big Joe McCann loves? Aggressive sex.
After biscuits.
After biscuits.
Let's fill up. Let's fill up.
Let's carb up and go and really have aggressive sex.
Absolutely.
Gross.
What's our safe word?
Have a zesty session. Have a zesty session after Elvis and biscuits. Or as they call it, some maneuver. Well, they call it a maneuver on the old Big O and Duke show. We just call it the rooter. Holy marbles. Jessica Tucker is celebrating her 29th birthday for the 13th time or so.
Math.
There is no need for the impressionist wheel or other such frivolity. We make our own fun and frolic each time we hear something that reminds us of TMOS and then turn to each other and simultaneously quote the show. Thanks for everything. I like that letter.
It's
that's
nice.
Andrew Tucker. Thank you, Andrew. Next letter. Hello, baby. February 3rd is the day the music died. Coincidentally, that'll be the day Sacramento musician Todd Weber was born. I'd like to give him a birthday greeting before he hangs with his other friends, Blake, Blaine, Blair, Brent, Taylor, Tyler, Jordan, Dylan, and Tucker, and Scott and Todd, and whatever happened to Eddie.
Where's Eddie? He was here a minute ago.
Mike, actually, there was a P.S. that I deleted. He wanted to hear this tape.
Taylor, Tyler, Jordan, Flynn, Todd, and Cody, and Dylan, and Cameron, and Tucker. Hi, Tucker. I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Tucker.
That's beautiful. That's from Chewy Ochoa from Modesto, California. Chewy LaBamba Ochoa.
Good guy. Good guy. Good listener.
Nice. Moving right along. Hi, gang. I turned 49 yesterday, and I have but one wish this year, to have all the slack-jawed hunyaks who listen to TMOS buy the goddamn bonus show package. There's no reason why any good, faithful listener to the finest podcast in the land should not pony up for the extra content you guys provide. Spread the cost over all the free shows you get for the whole year. And it's friggin' pennies. That last line was for Oscar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well said.
I'm a longtime listener from the radio days and a bonus show subscriber since day one. If TMOS ever went off the air because of too little support from listeners, I wouldn't know what to do with that 6 hours a week. Probably sit in a dark room doing my best Charlie impression, trying to keep the dream alive.
So sad.
You guys are simply the best. Jeff Tomasini, Sacramento. Thank you very, very much, Jeff. Another a real short letter here. Hi. I would like to wish happy birthday to the love of my life, Angela H. If Mike would wish her a happy birthday in Bane's voice, I would appreciate it. Don Savage's.
That Bane is a winner, Mike.
Dan Savage.
And it's weird. I triple checked. It is plural. Savage's.
Did you do any edit? Was it that short?
It was that. That was that easy. Yeah, I did eliminate some spacing. He tried to turn that into two paragraphs. Do we spin for this one?
Bane.
Of course we did. Face mask, face mask.
Oh,
face
yeah! Big winner! Big Thursday.
I don't understand why someone can't take pen to paper and write a longer letter requesting me.
Who are you?
I'm Johnny Bane.
Johnny Bane?
Big Johnny Bane.
My name is Michael Bane Minnelli. My dog, Blue, he licks his nasty doodads, hoppledoogie.
Was there a birthday request there, Big Johnny?
I believe there was.
Johnny Avocado Bane.
Angela H., how would you like to come out on a ride on the SS Grease? Hobble Dobble.
There we are. Thank you very much.
Nice work.
I like it.
Big fun. Hey, Mike, Oscar, Pony, and today's cadre of unpaid interns. I have come to shed some light on Mac's online behavior.
Oh, yes!
My gamer tag is Beasters.
Yes!
And I've been playing with Oscar, Todd, and Mac. Oscar, I believe there's a hint of recognition in that response.
Beasters is one of my heroes.
And you know who's here? Mac is here with his pasty little hand.
And this was not a plant, by the way. I haven't talked to Beasters in a week.
No.
Beasters indicates he's been playing with Oscar, Todd, and Mac since the new year. I hate to say it, but Mac is giving you all some alternative facts about his treatment online. When playing with Mac solo, he's quiet, confined, and pleasant. However, with a group of listeners, he thinks he's Mr. Big Shot, Mac O'Mara. Not sure whether I like that. While I won't doubt that Mac is good, he's not nearly as good as he thinks he is. And he's definitely not a team player and often ridicules Oscar and the group passive-aggressively with offhand snide comments.
Ooh, I hate snide.
In conclusion, any ridicule Mac receives online is a reflection of the attitude he projects. Summarily put, stop being a dick, Mac, and others won't treat you like a dick. Also, my wife, Emily Sullivan, I just, for some reason, think that's a suffering woman right there.
Gotta be.
My wife, Emily Sullivan, who I see for 3 minutes a week, had a birthday on January 31st. All right, that says it all. So he does this whole thing. That's what he wants to do.
Right.
And then he throws his wife's birthday in at the end. She had it back on January 31st. Oh, no, and then he puts it in there. See, he's got it. Yeah. He says, also, my wife Emily Sullivan had a birthday on January 31st, but who cares?
Ah!
That's Nate Beasters Sullivan, game player. These long-suffering women. That's wonderful. Thank you. Good morning, guys. I wanted to take this time to thank the most important people in my life. Almost 3 years ago, I went through a tough time in my life when my marriage of 14 years came to a very rocky end. But during all the rough times over the last 3 years, my wonderful kids have not complained once and have been the fire that keeps me going. They are simply astounding, and I don't know what I did to deserve them. Their birthdays all happen kind of back-to-back. Kelsey back on January 3rd, Carson turned 9 yesterday, and Logan turns 13 on March 27th. I wanted to let them know how proud I am and how much I love them. They always put a smile on my face and fill my heart with love. Happy birthday to all of you, Travis Matthews. I hear your tone, Travis.
So
you're a
sweet.
Good guy.
Yep.
You're a good
so
man,
kind.
Travis. I know you probably have some remorse in your life, but you know what? Everybody goes through crap. They do. Good marriages, bad marriages, it doesn't matter. So hang in there, Travis, really. I wanted to say that to you. All right, our last letter in my hand right now, Mike, Rob, Oscar. Long time, first time. Okay. Hope it gets better than that.
I don't know how it could. Groundhog Day.
This Monday. Should I read it like this, Rob?
I think it'd be all right.
This Monday, my son Luke will be turning 14. He has been listening to your show from the backseat of my car for most of his life. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Because he sent a letter in and I don't want to be.
Understood.
This Monday, my son Luke will be turning 14. He has been listening to your show from the backseat of my car for most of his life.
Yes.
He gets it. You could say that he's in the know.
Catching on, man.
Do we have him tomorrow? Our pre-Super Bowl Nicky Diamond.
Nicky has his Super Bowl preview, and I think I can ask him for his Super Bowl commercial picks.
That's exciting. He enjoys Mike's many characters, Rob's pretty little sounds, and he still wonders if that is Oscar's genuine laugh. Mm. A few months ago, he heard the angelic giggle of your intern, Ashley.
Uh-oh.
With his head cocked like a dog that is curious, he asked, "Who is that?" I told him that Ashley was a new intern to your show. Now when we listen, he'll ask, "Is Ashley in the studio today?"
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Young 14-year-old curiosity. It is an innocent curiosity, but nonetheless a sign of things to come. So proud. I don't know, 14? Maybe not all that innocent.
No,
I was hoping that if Ashley is in today, she would mind wishing Luke a happy birthday. Thanks for an hour of escape each day from two generations of listeners, Chris Trujillo. And lay it on Luke, Ashley. He'd like the birthday greeting from you.
Happy birthday, Luke.
No.
Come on, a little more.
No, you're not going to. No, we're not going to. No, it's not. It's
I'll
not
give
1998.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Oh, behave yourself, please.
I can do the
By the way, you know,
now.
We got...
Do you think
mob,
of me in health class?
There were like some real key people in the Rob mob. There were some really key people in the Rob mob that actually protested the laugh of Ashley, and Rob just
Jerk
completely
stores.
Turned her microphone off when she was in the studio.
How dare they?
I know.
Yeah, I know. Who was the main culprit that didn't care for Miss Ashley? Who had your ear, Rob? Who had your ear that
Trip?
Really made you respond?
Mr. Trip Affleck.
Trip Affleck.
Yes.
I can't confirm or deny
Bastard.
That.
And of course, Tab.
Tab
Patterson.
Todd and Scott and Tucker and Cameron. And
hey, guess what?
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 That's the end of the mailbag. We can start the show now. Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Some of these restaurants, all-you-can-eat restaurants, have you seen these? All-you-can-eat. You're not supposed to eat all-you-can-eat. I saw this one restaurant. It was called More Than All-You-Can-Eat. Who goes to these restaurants?
I'm not done yet. I still have a little bit more room left in my esophagus.
I'm really enjoying me. I don't know if you realize that or not. Assuming there's no blockage in your colon, would you like to take a look at our dessert wagon? This thing is huge. Teamsters are driving it in.
Doot-doot.
Cheesecake's in.
Doot-doot.
And that's not any cheesecake. That's imported New York cheesecake. Did you ever see that on the menu? Imported New York cheesecake. Hey, Billy, let's go down to the docks. The cheesecake's in.
Cheesecake boats are coming, we'll party tonight. Cheesecake boats are coming, we'll party tonight.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. We are a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following, as we just proved to you. We have them around the world, yeah, all the way from Colombia to Gambia. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at... That's
it's weird. Or the zip is acting up.
MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by White Noise. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Todd Moore, who writes, "Dear fans of the White Noise app." You know, should I give Todd a different voice every day?
Yes. You know, I think character voices are great for spots, and if you feel so inclined, you should.
Mm-hmm. But this, you know, if you can project yourself during this commercial, realize that this, just imagine this voice coming out of our friend Todd Moore.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Dear friends of the White Noise app, how would you like to turn your TV into a fireplace? Mm.
Now you can. I'm not going to do that. Now you can with our new Amazon streaming video, White Noise Fireplace by TM Soft. I don't know what's going on with me today.
You're finding the voice of the spot is what you're doing.
What about something like...
How about Gregory Peck?
Oh yeah,
Gregory Peck. Oscar loves Gregory Peck.
Turn the music down.
Okay,
please.
Kill the music. Oscar, who is Gregory Peck?
Old white man.
That's right.
Thank you. That's all you need to know.
Famous actor.
Dear fans of the White Noise app, how would you like to turn your TV into a fireplace? Now you can. With our new Amazon streaming video. I really don't do
Anthony that. Hopkins.
Anthony.
Now you can. White Noise Fireplace by TM Soft Clarice.
Mm.
Are you an Amazon Prime member? Great. Are you? Do you want it now? Are you getting the free streaming? Yes. Are you getting them to all your devices? What I want you to do is get full 8 hours of high-definition video to help you relax and sleep better. Agent Starling! Think about it. Other companies only have 6 or 7 hours of video. You can't get to sleep. You can get into deep sleep in only 6 or 7 hours. Your body needs a full 8. Check out our other videos, too, including Box Fan and Oscillating Fan. Watch these videos in an infinite loop, and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you do for TM Soft. It's a wonderful company with wonderful people, headed by Todd Moore, a wonderful human being. Again, tmsoft.com/video, or search for TM Soft on Amazon Video. Thank you for supporting small business. Sincerely, Todd Moore.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah, that's the one. That felt
well
right.
Done.
That felt
well
right
done.
To do Hannibal Lecter.
I liked well it. Done, with man. A nice Chianti.
Todd gets the joke. That's
think,
why he likes
to I think advertise. Ash is going to have a seizure soon. Like, yeah, she is legit in stitches.
Yeah.
Are you a big fan of the Silence of the Lambs, Ashley? You enjoy that particular little movie?
That's my favorite movie.
Isn't that a great movie? You know, Carl and I, we rarely go to a horror movie, but we're actually going to go see that movie, Split. And a lot
you
of
know,
listeners...
Did you see who recommended it to you?
No, I'm not. I didn't read the
Zoolander.
Name.
Zoolander.
He saw it with his wife, and he said he loved Split.
There, that's all he did that for. That's
No. It's a true recommendation. He really did like it.
No, but I just that has a tremendous Silence of the Lambs vibe to mm-hmm. it. So I'm kind of curious about that. Excuse me. Sorry about
Rob
that.
Ford has more empathy than you do, Rob Spiewak.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Not sure he has the intellectual background
that's
to bring
point.
Empathy.
How much empathy does Rob have?
Oh, I think Spiewak. I have a lot.
He has a lot, just not when you're showing off on air. Like the person you are on
I'm
air
wondering,
is really
though,
mean.
I'm thinking like with the you'd have tremendous empathy for like dead celebrities.
Well, no, I mean.
But if someone doesn't mean anything to you, you have zero.
But you see, that's odd because Eric means the world to me. I love Eric.
Eric Zoolander?
Yes. Right. But also, anyway. That's sort of an understanding we have.
He didn't go to his wedding, though.
That's right. Neither did you. But then you weren't invited.
Well, I wasn't invited. You were.
Yeah. Beat you to it. Kind of hurts, doesn't it? Sometimes just step aside, okay?
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Empathy.
Whoa. Empathy Whoa. For... Mike, maybe you're right. Maybe I have empathy for those I love.
got real weird in here all of a sudden.
It did.
Some tense vibes.
It felt awesome to me.
You guys banging on the side and break up? What happened?
Before we go to break, and when we come back from the break, I want to speak to Oscar Santana because apparently there was another pep talk.
Not another, Mike. It's part of a series.
The series of pep talk lectures.
Yeah, but he's binge doing them. It's like Netflix. Yeah.
I'm on tour at my house.
If you want to get copies of them, it's just write to TMOS. It's known as the Shannon series. And you can do that. And, you know, just want to throw this out there.
Yeah.
Mrs. O'Mara wants the Nintendo NES, and she's willing to pay retail price. Not above.
Sticker.
So it's very difficult to find.
Sticker!
People are gouging. People are gouging. She's not going to spend $150. She's not going to spend $300. But she'll spend like the $62, whatever
the
regular retail price is. If there's anyone that can help, please contact me on Facebook or Carla on Facebook.
Wait, call Carla.
Her. Call her directly.
Call Carla directly. Thank you. When we come back, it's the Shannon Series, a group of pep talks you can eat right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
After 20 weeks, it comes down to just two teams playing for one of the sports game's biggest prizes and...
For the money, for the glory, and for the fun.
There's only one man who can break it down and give you the expert analysis you need to be...
In the know.
The Sultan of Swagger, the Pharaoh of Fantasy Football, the Prognosticator of Perump.
Nikki Diamond.
Brought to you by...
Porn World!
And...
Arnie's God! Cocktail Lounge.
Get the lowdown on the big showdown. Only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Light up!
He'll be on tomorrow.
That is absolutely my number one seed. It is not budged out of my number one seed place. That's great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We got them at the O'Mara household. Oh, my wife is happy with me. Valentine's Day Pro Flowers. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, wouldn't you love a foolproof way to look like a Valentine's master? Luckily, the Valentine's pros at ProFlowers.com have solved the Valentine's Day equation, so you know you'll get it right this year. And when you support Pro Flowers, you support the Mike O'Mara Show, and you make us look great.
Yep.
And you also do what you really have to do if there's a sweetheart in your life. You take care of the sweetheart, and you get it taken care of. On top of their already low prices, how about this? 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Or you can really be a hero. You can upgrade to 2 dozen long-stem roses. That is the wow factor that I told you about yesterday. A premium vase also and chocolates for just $9.99 more. You're not going to get that deal. You're not going to get fresher flowers either. Pick your delivery date, then just sit back and look awesome. Send them to her office.
Great idea.
How about that? That would be wonderful. So remember, the only way to get this incredible Valentine's Day deal, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Again, that's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Don't wait. Order today because the deal expires soon, and be sure to use that code more than any other time. TMOS. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Periodically, Mr. Santana comes in and says, we had to have another pep talk.
Yes.
And I guess it happened yesterday was the
Day? Gentlemen, first let me clarify to you and the listening audience that they're in this series of pep talks. I think we're into semester 5.
The Shannon series.
Yes.
Well, it's more of a season, isn't it?
No, not season, because we're not on Netflix. This is real life, Rob.
I'm confused. He's mixing metaphors.
No, the series is that she's learning about life and the realities that come with it, right? And I'm here to teach her and let her know what it takes to build all of this as I'm looking
outside,
around the studio.
Now, outside of our little environment here and perhaps your other radio show, is that where you get your pep talks pretty much on these shows? Is there anybody else outside of this sphere that gives Oscar Santana a pep talk?
No one gives me pep talks.
Did you get pep talks?
I have to give myself a pep talk.
Now this might,
I see.
Yes.
I got to pull the curtain back, and I don't know. I don't even know if you know this, but Oscar recently received a master's degree in business administration.
Yes.
He went to I think it was the University of Arizona. It was online. And when you
was
were
not
doing,
online
when, school of money.
How dare you?
School of money. When you were
I was in class.
It was the Bob Smith MBA for punctuality.
That's what it was. Now, when you were in, when you were doing your classes,
yes.
were there pep talks coming at you from your professors?
No, because I was, by the way, the idea of working hard and following a rubric and making sure you execute.
Rubric? Why is there a cork on the floor?
for a course?
Thank you.
As an adult, that is the easiest thing to do when you don't have kids and you have, you make time, bottom line, right? Because you just have, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, what you need to do to succeed in a class.
Time.
May I suggest something?
Yes.
If you please. Oscar, would you agree that as human beings, we really can never stop growing?
Or learning. I agree.
Or improving.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Or decaying.
Yes, or failing.
Yes.
Yes.
So where I am in my life is that I'm 38. I will be 39 on March 30th. Thank you. And I don't know if you guys remember what it was like to turn 40. I'm sure you do.
Whoa. No, that's what, yeah, that's a, yeah, absolutely, yeah, 38.
Yeah, 38.
Yeah, yeah.
38, baby.
Going on 39.
38, 38 and stop. Thank you.
So. Right.
My favorite number, 38.
You good start number. Thinking about different aspects of your life that you never thought about before. For example, with our insurance partner, Policy Genius. I've had life insurance. I think it's important to have. I was luckily steered in the right direction years ago to get life insurance, but good. I've never had disability insurance, right?
All right.
So I'm starting to look at that. Like, what if something does happen to me and these gums and I can't flap them anymore? Is it over? Like, what really is possible out
there? Some sort of horrible, crippling accident where it results in one leg shorter than the other.
And then you start.
You think about it too, though, don't you?
Of course.
He
does not even know what disability insurance is.
Do you ever have you ever thought about disability insurance?
Not my segment.
Thank you. Don't want to make you part of this. I really don't want to make you part of it. God, I wish I was effing you. I swear to God.
You, oh, Mike. I'm not sure that would work out for either of us.
I don't think it would. I don't think.
But I will say this: I've done well with the disabilities I've been given already.
Thank you.
I'm a fighter, like Patricia Neal. Timely.
Thank you. Yeah, but the people that remember that love it. I'm a fighter. Go ahead, Oscar. So, sorry.
And then one of those, and what the cost of disability insurance is, which is pretty expensive. I was shocked as I'm looking through it. Not expensive that's prohibitive, but you make sacrifices because you want to make sure that your future is taken care of, right?
Mm-hmm. I would imagine, though, when you are looking into disability insurance,
yes.
you are really kind of doing this for your significant other because that
I'm hedging my bets for everybody around me, including
that's helping
Shannon.
Out.
Yes.
That's helping out your lady primarily. There, I mean, you're not getting disability insurance that's gonna, like, if you happen to get hit by a bus and are in the hospital for 6 months, that's gonna help your
help her.
Your mother. You're doing this for your wife.
Yeah,
right?
It helps myself. It helps her because ideally we won't get kicked out on the curb because we won't be able to pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
Bottom
keep
line.
Keep your house
right?
and all that. It's very nice.
So,
very responsible.
I'm looking at that. And then, I guess within the past 3 weeks, Shannon, after we went to go visit my brother and my sister-in-law and my new nephew, has been talking about babies. Like, she's been having dreams about babies. She's talking about babies.
Wonderful.
I said, look, we might not be able to squeeze this disability insurance out on a monthly basis. There's no way we can afford a kid right now. Let's figure that out.
There's never the right time
it's
for
not.
A child.
So I did the rough math.
There's nothing happier in the world than a baby.
I did the rough math, Mike, a week ago. And I said, all right, let's look at where you are in life. She's 30. I said, what if we freeze your eggs and hit the pause button for like 5 years, right? And if we
hey,
do
I've
that,
seen pictures of your kitchen. I'm not sure you want to be freezing ground beef.
So
is there even room for a pause button?
It's less than 10K to freeze an egg, right? And if and you get multiple eggs.
So much better when they're fresh.
So I was doing the math. So I said, look, we're talking about $2,000 a year for 5 years. You know, you break that down. So if we freeze your eggs, we don't have to think about kids so like you're 35 and we can get
I
on
am
our feet.
Actually probably about a minute away from recommending you see a therapist.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You want your lady to freeze her eggs?
Well, yes. We need time.
Oh, my God.
We need time, Mike.
She is younger than you, though, correct?
Yes. But I'm not getting any older. I'd freeze my guys too.
Hold it. You're not getting any older?
How?
I mean, I'm not getting any
what
younger.
What trick is that? I should have gone to that class.
I mean, I'm not getting any younger. You know what I meant.
Did I? Sometimes I don't.
I just think you're both, you know, in the prime of your lives. You're both very young. And
I'd say he's got a good 10 years before they need to worry about putting anything in Tupperware.
Yeah. This is. I think you're fine. Yeah. 10 years is what I would say.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to think about that right now.
Well, I'm just trying to be proactive, right?
All right, very
and
good.
At 30, you still have fresh eggs. I don't know what happens as you get older.
He's not yoking around.
So, and on my end, in 5 years, I'm going to be in my mid-40s.
Yes.
And then she always says, well, Mike had a baby when he was 56. And I said, that's Mike. I don't think I have that type of those type of swimmers. Like, I don't think I have got that
55,
Irish fighter.
55, right? Wasn't I 55 when Michael was born?
That might really be a question for you to know. I think you might have knocked her up when you were 55, but 56.
I'll be 58, and he will be. I will be 58, and he will be 4.
Mike, I believe
so. I was 54.
I believe you're 62.
I was not 50. I'm going to be 58. Oh, by the way, have I ever talked to you about this? You know, at 59, if they don't muck it up, the powers that be that want to take everything away from everything away from everybody.
Hey,
do you know I get a bonus?
Don't expect.
Do you know I get a bonus being an older father with a younger son?
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
They're going to F it up because that's the way my life goes. That's the way my life goes.
I've seen those Social Security checks that my mom gets. They're really depressing.
Yes. Yeah, it kind of looks like your royalty checks from the King of Queens.
Oh, got you know how much I made last year? $36.
Attaboy.
Thank you.
So,
but the laughs are priceless.
Yeah, they send the W statements to.
We have this conversation, totally adult. No one's going crazy, and she's not looking at me like I'm a monster. She's like, "Oh, you're thinking about disability insurance? Well, these are the costs, and this is something we could possibly swing. And then, if we freeze your eggs, we're talking about this. We could amortize that over the next 5 years.
You know, You're gonna plan your life away, and you're not gonna be able to just smell the roses.
Do you know what life is, Mike? Life is what happens when you're making other plans.
Then I come home yesterday, and she's babysitting some other woman's child at the house. Right?
That's wonderful. That's probably a good activity for her.
She needed to clear that with me first, Mike, because
Oscar would have said, you
get the alarm. Get the alarm. She needed to clear that with him. You're so desensitized to it, you don't even hear it. You got to hear those things. That's misogyny.
Oscar's recommendation was freeze the child.
Freeze the child. Freeze the child. Thaw it out. Give it back to the mother. You don't even have to waste any time.
I want kids, Mike. And if God brings us one, if Allah is gracious enough to bring us one, then you know what? We'll take them. I'm not going to say no.
Great fatherhood.
That would make me very happy. Yes. Let me ask. So she's babysitting. How old was the child she was babysitting?
He's like 3.
Freeze him.
Okay. So Michael's there.
And he was great. He was, I wasn't expecting to see a little white boy in my living room when I walked in my house. I almost thought I walked in the wrong house. I said, hi. And he goes, hello. He was so cute, right? He was watching Bears and hanging out in my living room when I want to watch CNN.
Did he complain about the width of the house?
No, it's huge to him.
Okay.
So I think I might be. Believe it or not, as much as I hate to do that, I hate to do this.
Yes.
I go kicking and screaming to your side of the thing. I don't like it. But the fact is, if you rolled home after a day out slaying the dragon and you didn't know you were going to have a daycare center in your house.
Yes.
That might be, I'd be a little, that would be annoying to me, I would think.
I'm desensitized to it.
Why?
Because I come home and there's a kid or there's a dog or something because of what Carrie does with care.com.
Well, that's going to happen.
That's part of the process.
I would say that, if I wasn't used to it, I would also find it maybe not annoying, but off-putting.
Like, for example, the other day, the neighbor, one of our neighbors that has a 4-year-old daughter, came over and just dropped by Carla. I was watching Michael because Carla was chilling out and taking a nap.
Sure.
And I came in, this lady came in, and I welcomed the opportunity because my little guy now had a playmate, and I was off the hook, and I could just, sit there and shoot the S, and then Carla came out, everything was fine. But the idea of not planning, not being prepared, I might have to understand
a mental preparation.
About.
Yeah.
Just knowing that she never said to you that this was going to be.
She might have in passing, she swears afterwards, but I didn't hear that, right?
Right.
Yeah, why
listen? And then I walked in, I'm a busy man. I walked in and I saw the kid and I said, oh, well, and I'm not a jerk. I go and sit down with him. I introduce myself. He's polite.
Good for you.
Does this boy have a name?
I don't remember it. And he...
Let's stop you right there.
Yes.
Because I want to come back to this. I want to take a break. And then we will discuss how that all resolved. And the pep talk hasn't even come into this.
No, yet, not right? yet.
So we'll get the pep talk and all that.
And who got the pep talk? Because yeah, there's two possible targets in the house.
That might be the three-year-old. Might be the wife to be. You know? So but join us. We'll take a break. Come back on Busload of Dicks right here when we come back.
Cake and cookies.
Because,
Waze?
Yeah, Waze. W-A-Z-E, the traffic app.
Oh, Dan's not allowed to use that.
Has he been barred by the Waze people?
No, he's been barred by this person.
Why is he not allowed to use it?
He gets real mad real fast.
Why?
Let's be clear here. First of all, Dan can't merge.
Well, no wonder you don't have children.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Dan can't merge.
But there's lots of things he's great at.
I'm sure. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. We got him at the house yesterday. I'm not sure that I could share with you, outside of just telling you that these giant, freshly dipped in chocolatey goodness berries that start at $19.99 are great. I have to tell you the experience. I mean, the berries that they dip in the chocolatey goodness from Sherry's Berries are so fresh, and they are so large. They are so beautifully cultivated. They are phenomenal, and I love Sherry's Berries, and it is a no-brainer, and it's a wonderful gift to get for that special someone in your life. Go to berries.com and just use our code TMOS. These are massive, juicy strawberries. They are so delicious. They have all that strawberry goodness, and then they dip them in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness, and they top them with chocolate chips, nuts, decorative swizzles. You get a little white chocolate. You get a, oh, it's so good.
The best.
Spectacular, easy, beautifully packaged, and delivery always 100% guaranteed. God, they're good. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. There's only one way to get Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, berries.com. Click the mic. TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Use the TMOS code, and we thank you. God, they were good. Carla let me have two of them yesterday.
Did she hide the rest of them?
No, they're in the refrigerator. I'm on a self-discipline plan right now, so I'm trying to do a
two
lot.
A day. Two days.
I could have eaten all of them in one sitting with ease, no problem at all.
Maybe the best flavor, you know, maybe the best flavor combo you can get.
It
chocolate
is
flavor,
phenomenal.
Strawberry flavor together. You can't beat it.
Can't go great.
And I, you know, if they can, if it was possible, they get better. So that's it. I wanted to share that with you.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. So when last we checked, Oscar had stormed in from his long day at the salt mine and
ripped his shirt open.
just coughing covered, from the black lung.
Covered with soot. And
dead canary on his shoulder.
Big hat with a big flashlight on
exactly.
top of it.
Exactly.
Slaying the dragon.
Yellow industrial lunchbox.
Shannon, there's been trouble down at the mine.
Thermos with soup.
Empty thermos.
Because I
getting
had to eat
ready
it,
to, yeah. Getting ready to drop off his stuff on the counter and go outside to the local pub to have a pint with his mates.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what happened? You sit down with the three-year-old, right?
So he's watching the with a Squirt TV.
Well, that's a category.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sprout.
Sprout.
Okay.
Squirt
is something. Jesus. I think it's on the Bang Brothers
Christ.
Site.
Yes.
Okay. That's horrible.
That
Thank
is.
You.
And Sprout. No child should see that.
Sprout.
Sprout is something different.
Got your Dora the Explorer.
Sure.
Barry,
you got your Mickey
Mouse Bears.
Club. You got, well, not the, we don't watch a lot of that in our house, but you know, you got Rough Rough Tweet and Dave. You got your little
that's
geniuses.
On Squirt. Hey, you got Peppa Pig?
We don't watch a lot of Peppa Pig.
Because you're anti-British.
Ever since the Brexit.
Yeah, I know.
No more Peppa Pig. Yeah.
Peppa Pig was all this. We got to get out of this union.
So the little guy, and there's nothing better when you're not expecting a visitor, especially someone else's child in your house, than to have a polite kid that has manners, right?
Right.
And he's
right.
polite. He's got his little bowl of Triscuits. Sitting there on the coffee table, he has a water and a real glass like an adult, which I thought was a little strange, but he picked it up with two hands and drank it just like an adult would. And I said,
all right,
this is great. But the one thing he is that I was a red flag for me is that he had socks on. He had taken his shoes off.
Okay.
And Shannon is in the next room blow drying her hair. And I said,
had she showered? With the child
I
there?
I have no idea, but she's in the next room, right? And the kid's just watching TV by himself.
A lot of questions.
Yeah,
lot
so, did, of so, questions. So did I.
I would say that at this point in time, when you're responsible for the child. Listen, my wife takes showers with my son in our bedroom watching something on the tube, but it is a line of sight that goes down.
There is no. There's a brick chimney or chimney. Chimney? Chimney.
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 The chimney man is here.
My son is three. He takes baths. I'm in the main room while he's in the tub.
You got to keep an eyeball on him.
I go probably every 30 to 35 seconds. I say, Michael, you all right?
Yeah.
That's just what we do. Are there eyes on him? No, not at three. There are not. Not the whole time. But at the same time, it seems to me if she's caretaking... she just put him in front of the TV.
This kid was self-sufficient.
Well, you know, you also have to sort of kick it up a notch when it's someone else's kid.
That's what I was thinking. That's all I was thinking. But you know what? It's okay.
Who are you to judge, right? The kid runs into the other
room. Between us, we've only fathered five children.
The kid runs into the other room and says, Tia Shannon, that's what he calls her. Aww. And then she says, what are you doing? She goes, blow dry my hair. She goes, okay. And the kid comes back. And I'm sitting there.
Got to stop you. I'm sorry, but I got... He calls her Tia Shannon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So is the kid Hispanic?
He's mixed.
Okay.
All right,
very good. All right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, you're just painting a picture, Mike. 2017, Mike. So.
Just wanted to, because you had mentioned that, you know, there's this white kid in there, and I was just curious that.
Yeah, he's a Latin white.
Go ahead. Not that it matters, but you had said that, and I was curious because you have Latin family members.
Yes, that's why the Tia Shannon was like perfect, right?
So I got it.
And it's adorable.
No, yes, it is.
And
bueno.
But he is not. He is in socks, not shoes, right? So I go over to Shannon and say, hey, look, I'm going to go upstairs, take a shower. The kid seems really nice. It was like, but you got to put shoes on him. I was like, if we're getting splinters, he's not picking up his feet as he's walking around. He's dragging him around like kids do.
Sure.
Like, be a horrible experience to
for
get
a little kid, right? Right. Little, like a huge one. They're not little in my house. They're 1,800 splinters. Like Phineas Gage had to go right through his face.
Got it. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Understood.
And I hate little kids in socks because you know what? He's going to take off those socks. And little kids' socks are like cancer. They're everywhere, and they spread.
When you're, babysitting a kid, when you're babysitting a kid for the afternoon, you don't want to recreate a scene from Gangs of New York.
No,
when the guy's on that fence. You know,
you don't
touch me.
So I'm thinking,
and that would have happened to him if that other lady hadn't been drying her hair.
Exactly.
In Gangs of New York.
Now, I'm thinking strict liability at this point, right?
Sure.
Okay.
If she's going to watch him, but sit next to him. Like, I don't know how you take care of kids. You got to watch him.
Did he even have his collar on?
No, he was fine. The kid was fine. He wasn't snotty. He was a clean kid.
So she had popped him down in front of the TV and gone to take a shower.
No, she was blow drying her hair. By the time I got there, she was blow drying her hair in the living room next door to the...
But you blow dry your hair when your hair is wet because you've taken a shower.
I guess, Mike. I walked in halfway past it.
A luxurious bath.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So the mom comes. The little kid says he had a good time, which is a complete lie. And because it was just him watching TV and picks him up, leaves. I didn't know he was there for roughly 30 minutes because I guess the mom had to go return something down at the store.
Oh, that's nothing.
I didn't know that.
How long were you with him?
Almost 30 minutes.
So you probably even, you might have even passed the mom on the street.
Yes.
Okay.
And I said, hey, Shannon, once I left, I said, that kid was awesome. I said, but just for future, context, we should probably make this house a safe house if we're going to have kids over, right? Like, because there are sharp things everywhere. There are electronics everywhere. There are splinters on the floor. They shouldn't be barefoot. Like, this is something that we should think about.
People heavy come suit over. Of armor in the closet.
Heavy glass bottles of cologne. Retro cologne.
And I didn't think I was out of it. And she goes, are you mad about... I said, well, it'd be nice to give me a heads up. Hey, there's a stranger in our house. But
did she do the thing where she puts her head in her hands and goes... What are you mad about now?
No. If anything, she looked at me and said, thank you, Mike. I didn't think, she didn't say thank you, Mike. She said thank you. I really didn't think of making sure you had shoes on. Because
does Mike's name come up a lot?
He's so.
Does my name ever come
because
up?
Because he's so well behaved.
So the kid's name was Mike?
No. She said thank you. She's basically saying thank you, Oscar. I didn't think of.
Oh, thank you, Oscar. So you put my name in instead of Oscar.
Yes, yes. She's like, if you were there saying her.
I get it.
That's right, Mr. Freud.
So she said, she said she didn't think about the kid leaving the rug because he's so well behaved. I said, he's a kid. They'll do whatever they want. They will pull on things. They will pull on TV.
Is this the pep talk part?
Yes.
Is this the pep talk? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you're saying she's got to be more responsible
so
when she's caretaking.
So I take her. I said, you want to have kids? It's a good thing we're freezing them. And then I walked in the living room and I started pulling on the TV. And I said, this will fall if any little kid pulls on it.
Yeah, like this, you got to be aware of stuff like that.
This.
Right?
And what people don't know, Oscar has a 36-inch tube television.
That's right. A Mitsubishi.
On a tall shelf. Narrow shelf.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's on an IKEA shelf.
It is, but a lot of the bolts are missing.
Right.
Also,
7 inches.
I think every mom should know that you got to safety proof your house if any kids are coming over.
Yeah, I mean, there's you can obsess over it, but you also have to be aware
Mike,
of it.
We have outlets from the 1900s. If you put a pinky in front of the outlet, you're getting toasted.
Let me ask you this.
You'll be fine. I peed in an outlet once.
You've gone down a lot of different directions here, but I think I understand that you are saying that you're concerned about having a child with this woman, and you want her to be more of a caregiver sensitive to.
If we're
going to
go on a flight simulator, Mike, you got to show me how you fly the plane without autopilot.
Okay, all right, very
good. Before we actually get you up in the air.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the idea of like, hey, I'll watch the kid. But Shannon loves children, likes children.
She loves them, but she also loves blow drying her hair, apparently.
Wow. Let me ask you, I mean, do you think that I had a gut, this was pure gut, I had a gut that Carla would be a great mom. I had no idea she would be the great, great mom where she's all in. I mean, if you'd like to know what we do, we spent the other night cutting out heart shapes so that we can put a heart on his door every single day during the 14 days of Valentine's Day, telling Michael little things we love about him. That's Carla's idea. She got it out of like Pinterest or something.
Sure.
But that's what we're doing.
Okay. We're doing the same thing for Mac.
Carla put little
bags. Put
that
finger away, you little off.
Carla's making cake pops and putting a basket together and bringing the Valentine's Day cake pop basket to my kids' preschool to give to all the teachers. That's what I deal with the
lots
who's
of love.
On scholarship.
Lots of love.
She's got time, man.
Lots of love.
But she loves doing that. So do you think you're going to get that same kind of dedication?
I think Shan's going to be a phenomenal mother the way that she hangs with my niece and nephew and the way that she treats little Sebastian. Now,
very good.
If you're a stranger's kid or someone's just dropping them off,
right?
Like that's on you.
Well, is it going to be? Is she going
like,
to be
that's on you?
Is she going to be the phenomenal mom that makes cake pops or the phenomenal mom that has like cabinet locks? Is she going to focus
on safety
or love?
She would be do love. I'll do the safety.
Okay.
Carla would be on the love with an emphasis on safety. But I think what impressed me about Carla was the fact that she kind of didn't obsess like a new mom normally would. She kind of had been around her niece and nephew, and she kind of understood being around babies and what it's all
Carrie
about.
Carrie sort of falls in the middle, where her attitude is, let's see.
One blue hair is fine.
Yeah, your kids are growing up, so that's they've made it so far. That's right.
Yeah, only nearly lost one, so it's fine.
But as far as the pep talk, did she respond?
It was it was more about me highlighting certain
McFly.
Aspects of child rearing, where I said, look, just because the mom says he's cool and you've been around him and he's cool doesn't mean an accident can't happen.
Accidents can always happen.
Right?
Yes.
So I would say that less blow drying, more kid watching if you're going to have a kid around, because like when you're I don't care if you have a silencer on that blow dryer, you're going to miss something.
Yeah, you got to be aware, especially if it's a temper, if it's like 30 minutes. Take 30 minutes and undivided attention to the kid.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she walks in and he's watching Squirt TV.
Yeah. Instead of Sprout.
Be careful with that. Yeah. And I have my mom, you know, my mom took care of me, and I was also reared by many other people within my frame of reference, specifically the Catholic priests. Thank you.
I see you're wearing your underoos, yes, little Michael.
Yes, there you are. Yeah. Hey, here's a Snickers bar, young Michael.
Yeah. Today is called optional confession.
But everything's fine?
Everything's fine, Mike. We're going to go freeze them here in a month, I think.
Excellent.
That's entirely different.
No, we're actually going to a doctor to figure that out.
We realize, Mr. Santana, we realize why you haven't. This is 10 years in the future. The reason you're not conceiving is those are pearl onions. Right. We have pulled the wrong item out of the freezer.
I literally could do an entirely full show on freezing of the embryos or the eggs or all that and stuff. Yeah, she's, what, 29, 30?
No, she's 30, I think.
She's 30?
Yeah.
All right. See, Rob, I don't know what to say. I mean,
I don't know what you can say.
We're not going to. We just want to know the facts. You can only find out so much on the internet.
Yeah.
Always on. No off switch. Always thinking.
You know
always
what? That's thinking. Such a curse.
It is.
Meanwhile, he's got his fiance going in for a scrape and freeze, and he says, "Don't let the kid look at a wall outlet. That's doomed."
We'll take a break and then come back with news you may not need. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you're looking to make your beer drinking experience more interesting, go to Facebook.com and sign up for the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. There are so many different varieties, so many different labels, and so many great things going on in different regions around the U.S. And the TMOS community is bringing it all together with the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club.
TMOS.
Just go to Facebook.com and sign up today. If you're looking for just a little entertainment, throw some salted peanuts in your beer. The peanuts will actually dance.
I got a great beer. You know what I did? Froze it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Vistaprint. There is nothing better than handing someone your card. It's absolutely true. It's old school. It's classy. It makes a great first impression. It's what people still do. And this Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. 500 business cards, $9.99. When you enter the code TMOS at checkout, it's fantastic. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Who do you have for us today, Rob Spiewak?
One of the best things about a card is it can spread the good word easy and efficiently. What we've got here is a service. It is called T10 Services. They teach the essential needs. They help kids with autism to learn, grow, and excel. Jill Austin runs this program. And to spread the word, you know, you don't always want to be just going, bye, 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 and talk. Hand them the card. Spread the word. And look, beautiful card. They've got their own logo on it. And they're making good with this card from Vistaprint.
What is it again? Give them one more plug.
T10 Services. And you can check it out at t10services.com.
Wonderful. Nothing beats a business card. Vistaprint templates, they're there. You can make them any way you want. Use your own logo, or Vistaprint will walk you right through the whole process. They've got great customer service. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you're going to get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. When you send them to us, Rob will read your card on our show. That's another bonus for you. Visit Vistaprint.com, create your card, and use TMOS at checkout. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
New.
Freeze!
Boo. The Super Bowl is one of the most expensive tickets out there, but this year it's actually a lot cheaper than it used to be. 5 years ago, the median price for a Super Bowl ticket was $6,002. Now it's basically half. Half.
I
watch Bad Santa a lot. Bernie Mac does that. Huh.
That really is telling, isn't it? That the NFL, you know, they're still very powerful.
Right.
But that's a huge price drop.
$3,009. The prices would probably have been a lot higher if the Cowboys were playing the Patriots, since the game is being played in Houston. But that's a significant drop the last time. Yes, go ahead.
Think of $3,000 times 90,000 tickets.
Yeah.
That's
pretty amazing.
A huge chunk of change.
Last we checked, there were tickets going for just over $2,000 on Ticket City, including one at $1,700. And there were tickets at $2,300 on StubHub. There are still a few more days before the game, so the market may continue sliding, or it might heat up with last-minute buys. We don't know, but that's a significant drop.
The NFL thinks if you went ticket shopping on Saturday, you'd get in awful cheap.
The big story yesterday, boys, Beyonce and Jay-Z expecting twins.
That's awesome. Have they contacted her sister?
What is her sister's
name? Blue Ivy.
Solo.
Oh, the daughter's Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy is the
daughter.
Sister of the twins.
Yes. By the way, I hear that Solange remains chaste.
He online thinks that she looks, in the picture they released on Instagram, about 5 months along.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, who knows?
They're going to need two Super Bowl tickets because they've got twins.
Thank you. Angelina Jolie is looking for a big payday from Brad Pitt. In Touch magazine says she wants $100,000 a month in support for their six kids. This would take care of their expenses and set up a trust fund for each child. A source says Brad has no problem taking care of the kids, but he'd rather pay the whole thing to a trust for their expenses than give Angelina control of the cash. Don't they both have more money than Jesus anyway?
I mean, $100,000 a month, that's not even enough for Johnny Depp to drink wine.
The source adds that Angelina wants everything settled ASAP, including custody, but her, quote, ridiculous financial demands are making it difficult. Angelina's worth $160 million, and Brad's fortune is closer to $240 million.
I think he's got a better rating, I guess they would call it a Q rating at the box office.
Really?
Because the last movie she did, of that book you loved, the war story. What was it called? Remind
with
me.
The War Hero.
Oh, I know, with Laura Hillenbrand. I remember the. It was such a crap movie.
I think it really it knocked her down a couple pegs.
Because she remember right. she remember
it was the Louis Zamperini story.
The Sony leak alleged and I guess chronicled that the Sony executives didn't want to give her the director
the power
and the power.
She ruined the movie.
She ruined the movie, but the executives were right.
She absolutely destroyed it. She made every cast member pretty, and you don't make pretty cast members in a... do you have the name of the movie, Mac?
Unbroken.
Unbroken.
Thank you.
Great book by Laura Hillenbrand, friend of the show.
She mucked that up.
Yeah.
Oh, she ruined it. I was so angry. I was so looking forward to the movie because I love the book so much, and like many times, they screwed it up.
Yep.
So it sucks. A woman from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, was set to fly from New Orleans on Sunday, but Spirit Airlines kicked her off the flight, and she says it was because she was showing too much cleavage. She says that.
Mm.
She helpfully provided a photo, which I have reviewed, to show exactly how much of her breasts were showing. There were a tremendous... there was mucho breasto exposure, but it was cleavage. It wasn't completely obscene, but they were showing, a lot. According to Spirit, the reason that she was kicked off the flight is because she was drunk.
Okay.
A flight attendant gave her advice as she was leaving that said, quote, by the way, you might want to cover up. That sounds like Spirit, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. They can't quite make it at United.
Yeah, the woman wants Spirit to apologize. So, hello, this is Spirit. Sorry. Bye. All right, that's the way I would do it. Anyway.
And button up, Joel Rogers. No one wants to see that.
Good luck in the simulator. And I sent a nice message to Joel because I wanted to make sure he knew, no offense taken.
He kept on hanging up on us.
Yeah, he was apologetic.
He had problems. He was over where his simulations are going for his brand new airplane. And unfortunately, we didn't get through. Researchers in England found that people in London spend an average of 8 minutes every time they have to search for a parking spot, which works out to almost 4 days a year. We assume they are talking about street parking.
Sure.
If you're driving around for 8 minutes at a Walmart, you're doing it wrong. Even in smaller cities, they found that it takes an average of 5 minutes to find street parking, which isn't much better. DC's awfully tough for that as well.
Not if you have a drugstore.
44% of people say finding a spot is a stressful experience. Only 20% say they don't get stressed out at all. 48% find it annoying that there aren't enough spots available. And 59% are frustrated, like I am, thank you.
Yes.
By people who park like jerks and take up two spots. It stuns me how badly people park. And there was a viral video a short time back where a guy would scope people out and actually call them on it. And he had one guy do it, and he went into the space the same way a second time.
There, Mike, in today's, we're going to record the bonus show today that drops tomorrow. There is a topic on parking I would like your thoughts on.
Very good.
I think you will enjoy a lot.
Down here in the west southern part of the state of Florida, people park perfectly every single time. That's right. Yeah, there are not rear tires over the little white line.
There's so many spaces, though.
Yeah. There aren't. There aren't now.
No?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Now a little something, something. A 34-year-old woman named Lacey Sponsler was substitute teaching at Pawhuska High School in Pawhuska, Oklahoma last Friday. And for some reason, she decided to do a cartwheel in front of the choir class.
I think that's nice.
She was wearing a dress.
Nice.
And she wasn't wearing any underwear. Yes, sir.
Oh, Lacey.
Hey, now.
So when she did the cartwheel, the class got a full, unobstructed view of the cartwheel. One girl complained. There's always that one that complains, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the school brought in the cops. Lacey Sponsler denied doing the cartwheel, but one kid, of course, was filming it for Snapchat. You can't do anything. You can't even do a bottomless cartwheel in front of a choir class anymore.
I'm thinking full bush.
And at the time the cops saw what the kids saw, Lacey was arrested for indecent exposure. She told them she was, quote, just dancing with the students and trying to be a cool teacher. Well, you may think it's cool, Ms. Bonsler. I think it's Bush League. There you go. And I'm very sorry that the Bush joke had already been used. There's only so much comedy to go around, but let's not slip back into old habits, shall we? Mr. Spiewak.
That was my fault. I prompted him to do that. I didn't know the punchline was coming.
I'm here. I'm driving.
Yeah, he's
just
driving.
Just this one segment.
Let him drive.
Don't worry.
It's his
Don't
segment.
Worry.
That's right,
That's
Oscar.
Yeah.
Just consider it on autopilot.
How
okay,
dare
boys,
he.
Thank you.
Bruce
just for that songs. Segment. Otherwise, it F's me up. Thank you. But it's the rules. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Distilled. Distilled jeans are the bomb. They're phenomenal. And if you're out there trying to find great denim, you're breaking the bank more than you need to. Distilled jeans. Distilled is spelled D-S-T-L-D. They have revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless, luxury-grade denim so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars starting at just 75 beans. 75 bucks. That is a great Woo! Price. They take out the middleman, and that is why they're able to give you great prices on great denim. They ship directly to you for free, and they guarantee the fit. If the jeans don't fit for you, that's what a lot of people say.
Sure.
I want to make sure that they fit, and if I'm going to order, I'm like, hey, I got news for you. Do it three times. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're not going to get your jeans that are right until they fit, and they will send them back to you, and they'll make sure the fit is perfect. Distilled jeans are built to last, and they'll become a staple in your wardrobe for years. And just in time for the cold, you can pair them with a new jacket. Men's and women's denim and leather jackets are available with the same superior quality and effortless style as Distilled jeans. You're going to love them. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get $10 off your very first order. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for $10 off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, Feb 2, 2017.
Every month they put a video on YouTube and it's the greatest news bloopers of the month. And they're usually, you know, sort of feeble, but I always take a peek at it. For January 2017, there was one I really liked. It reminded me of one of my professors at VCU. Joyce Dodd always said, when you get someone's approval to put their image on television, get them to say and spell their name. Mm. That way, when you're doing the super, you have a way to make sure it's right. Because you can always
She's
write it down.
She's the one that wore the bell bottoms, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Joyce Dodd is always mine.
The monster.
She had a big, like, huge afro haircut.
Yeah, she looked like Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Super mod, really bright Peter Max colors.
Velma.
But this is great. This is a guy that's using that policy when he's doing an interview. He says, please spell your name for me.
First and last name, please.
Erica O'Donnell.
And can you spell first and last?
F-I-R-S-T-L-A-S-T.
I met your first and last name.
I'm so nervous.
Wow. No, no, no.
So she spelled first and last, not that's her like, first and last name.
I state your name. That's just like right out of
yeah,
Animal
exactly. House, and you. She was really genuine. Oh, but Mike, it's a big day.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day.
Is that today?
Yes. He's seen his shadow. What's six more weeks of winter.
Oh, sorry, boys.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, and then yeah. I heard
it's gonna be 82 down here.
Do you do that to hurt us?
Yes, I do.
Is that average temperature pain. Or average age?
Average age and temperature.
The sun's not even out. We no. haven't seen the sun in 2 days.
That's because on the eastern seaboard, it's gray from November until April.
So depressing. So,
it yes. is.
So, come on down. Anytime you want, you can come on down. Sleep in the office.
And I
want
to do a very, very enthusiastic shout out to Tucker Barnes on Channel 5, who hates Groundhog Day because he sees that as a rodent taking his job. And right. so he said that after Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, they were going to do live coverage at DuPont Circle of Reg the Rat.
Reg the Rat. saw the piece of pizza.
Yeah. Because all of these rats in the city, Mike.
Horrible.
We have a rat problem.
By the end of the show, they actually had a graphic of a rat holding a cigarette.
By the way, I'm popping up to I'll be in the DC area coming up in a couple of weeks here. Gonna
you
be back
are?
In DC.
How come? That's news to us.
Coming up to see my daughter in her play.
Awesome. Are you going to stop by the studio or just going to Fredericksburg?
Sure. I'll try to do that. Yeah, go ahead.
This man loves his colleagues.
We'll have a vegetable tray. <Not you. laughs> actor Timothy Oliphant. I know him mostly from the Scream movies, but he told a great story on Conan that he will occasionally partake in marijuana. And as you know, marijuana has different grades and different strengths.
Strains.
And he was recently at a club where he was offered to try Willie Nelson's marijuana. And it didn't go exactly how he thought it might. This is okay. Timothy right. Oliphant.
And these guys said, you guys want to smoke some weed? And I said, no, I'm good. And they said, it's Willie Nelson's. I said, light it up. My brother said, listen, easy. And I said, I'm just two hits. It was at least one hit too many, you know?
Really? It's that strong?
It's not. All I know is that the next thing, I was with my brother, and I looked across the lawn. There was a golf cart, not 10 yards. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm going to go sit at the golf on that golf cart. And I took like four strides and said, or I'll just sit right here. And I just walked down on the lawn. I'm just sitting there on the lawn. And I, you know what? And this is not false modesty. I do not think of myself as a celebrity. I really don't deal with a lot of that stuff. And it's just not the way I see myself.
Yeah.
When you're high on the lawn, you're like, dude, you're a celebrity, man. Like, people know you. You got to get your together.
He couldn't make it to the golf cart.
I love that.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I did that at my last dinner party.
Willie Nelson. Yeah, you went upstairs and went to sleep.
He left. I was so tired. A scientist in London, England has figured out that a balloon that you inflate to a point of popping is actually louder than a shotgun blast.
Oh, wow.
Because of all the force at play. And
that's why the kids cry.
That's right. Also, they cry because Oscar says, why are you in my house?
That's right. That was nice of the kid.
But and they got a quarter-inch sliver in their foot, too.
To illustrate this point, they did slow motion of a balloon inflating and popping. I like this sound.
Whoa.
Happy right. birthday.
That's scary. God,
that is scary, kids.
Kids do cry a lot as soon as that balloon pops.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, well, it's terrible. It's scary, and
it's
they terrifying. Don't have a balloon
yeah,
anymore.
It's over.
So violent. It's a terrible thing. I hate it. I hate it. I try to avoid it like the plague, but when you have a three-year-old boy... I mean, really.
The password is Mylar. Remember yesterday the dog that sang the Star Wars theme?
Yes.
That was adorable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huskies are very vocal dogs. This video was trending on Facebook and YouTube yesterday. Four huskies just laying in a bed with their owner howling. This is not adorable. My favorite of the four is the one that was just walking around the bedroom with his nose in the air. Just howling. It's what they do. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that if it wasn't my house.
By the way, Rob got this clip from the people that have the apartment right under ponies.
So I know that you deal with dog feces, but isn't this worse than that? Wouldn't this make you crazy?
Anytime dogs make more noise than they need to,
it's
not a pleasant thing. You know, I wish they were silent and filled with poop like a pug.
Now, do you remember?
Oh, did I mention three times yesterday on the walk?
On one walk?
Yeah, you pick up the poop in plastic, tie it up in a little bag. I don't talk about it. Listen, I could do it every day. I could do it every day, okay? I don't do it every day because I don't want to get redundant. I don't want to get repetitive, but I button it up. I tie it up. The bag. Two team. He goes two. He poops twice, and then Frankie poops his little Tootsie Roll, and I put it in a bag, and I turn around, and I look, and that effer is in the corner dropping a full homeless person-sized stool right in the middle of the lawn again.
Well, you know,
how much S can a dog produce? How much food is he ingesting? He must be eating Frankie's food, stealing food from us.
I was
going to
say, output has to equal input. He can't create matter. You've got to figure out what he's eating and stop it.
Oh, God.
Stop this string of robberies.
I mean, you know what? Maybe I'm jealous, too. Maybe I'm jealous. Maybe if I woke up in the morning and I, you know, before the show started, I dropped three, I mean, I'd probably walk in going, I'm a happy little man today.
Little man.
Right.
Yeah. But then who's going to bag it?
Yeah,
Carla!
All right. Do you remember this song? I'm sure you do. It was used in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah. And the Twix commercial.
Yep. It's by a band called Yellow, but the guy who really was the band was named Dieter Meyer.
Oh, Dieter Meyer.
You're going to love this, Oscar. He took the royalties from this song.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dieter, how you doing?
I'm Dieter. Oh, yeah.
He invested the moderate royalties from that song into train and currency companies.
Whoa.
And so this song, through Wise Investment, how much do you think he's worth based on this song?
When did this movie come out?
Ferris Bueller, 84,
and the song?
I think. Slightly before, probably 82.
I wouldn't say less than $50 to $100 million.
He is worth $175 million. Because of this song.
Warren Buffett. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the railroads up until recently were killing it, man.
Yeah, so there
Damn.
You go. He could go buy that Ferrari now. Yeah.
That's surreal. That is surreal.
I knew you'd love that.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dieter, do you think you can get Cameron to drive you into Chicago for the day?
Why don't you ask me what my full name is?
What's your full name?
Dieter Erwin Rommel.
No, that's not your name. Okay. But it's funny that you would bring him up because we close with this. Do you know what's going on the auction block this very week?
What?
Hitler's telephone.
Finally tonight, Hitler's phone from World War II will reportedly be sold at an auction in the U.S. later this month. His phone number is 9.
This is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Had some good ones today. Thank you. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. I hate to say this far out, but tickets for our show in New Orleans, Louisiana are beginning to wind down. So I know it's a long time to make plans, but technically a lot of people have made those plans. So if you want to get your tickets to go see us at the House of Blues in New Orleans, not a bad idea to start thinking about getting those tickets as soon as you can. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Groundhog Day!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.